One thing that is a constant in agriculture is there are no certainties. And once again, in 2014, we expect to use the term volatility in describing our markets. That's why market analysts like Joe Barker have said that a fence position may be a very good one, at least for the near term, for dairy producers.
We had a reduction in the cow herd. Milk per cow was still up, but with less dairy cows, you know, you may see a situation where this price doesn't drop off as much as it historically does. Historically, we have a strong price for cheese in November into December for the holiday season, and the price kind of sells off into the first quarter. You may not see as much of a drop. I do expect a drop. I do think milk prices will come down from November. That's already baked into the futures, right? The futures market already has that built in. So I am recommending exactly what you said, a fence, where you buy a put to give yourself some price insurance. You sell a call you're comfortable with. We're doing a lot in the class 3 milk, maybe the 17 versus the 18, or maybe the 17 versus the 18 and a half, whatever the producer's comfortable with, and using that as our risk management strategy.
Well, despite the fact that we have seen falling grain prices this fall, land values continue to be fairly strong with some pretty good demand. FSN Vice President of Real Estate Sam Kane says here in the North Central region that demand remains strong.
We've got a very active auction market right now. In fact, when we started the month, we had 25 land auctions scheduled for my region here in the North Central area for the month of November. So it's a very, very busy time for us. We're still seeing quality land. The land values are still holding very strong.
And he adds, if you're looking to rent some land in 2014, well, he said expect to continue to pay a pretty good price.
We're kind of seeing our cash rents stay the same as they were last year. We don't really see a lot of change happening, at least for this next crop.
Something else that we're hoping will get passed soon is the funding for the Water Resource Development Act so we can upgrade the quality of our locks and dam system. Dan Close says it certainly is very important to keep our infrastructure strong, and he hopes those dollars are freed up soon.
It's a huge breakdown for our economy, and you know, resources that we absolutely cannot neglect or abandon, or there will be severe consequences. The other is that an offset to a degree is the resurgence or rebuilding of the U.S. rail industry, and so much of our grain being shipped by rail and truck these days.
A little resurgence on the Board of Trade today as January beans sit at $12.92 1/2 cents per bushel after gaining 17¾ cents March, up 15½ to $12.80¾ cents. Corn for December up 6 to $4.22¼ cents March, up 4¼ to $4.29. Class 3 prices mixed to lower. November drops a penny to $18.80. December down 4 to $18.05. And January up 1 at $17.38. Actual cheese prices. Blocks remain at $1.82. Barrels up a penny and a half to $1.76. And the butter up a penny to $1.66. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 72 to 87. Most of the slaughter cows, 52 to 71. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers top at 127. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Our replacement bull calves, $1 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 155. Barrels and gilts, 60 to 70. And the market lambs, 160 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.